throughout our history, throughout the Golos, we've mostly had difficulties and challenges. And I assume that in each Tkufa, the challenges seem so overwhelming that we can't imagine that it could be worse or it could have been worse. We look back on our history, though, and we see that, yes, we've had much worse challenges. But that doesn't take away from the fact that we're overwhelmed, that we're confused. Some of the challenges that we face today are completely different from what we used to. Some of them are just more of the same. But the challenges are real, and they tend to be overwhelming for many people. And the trick is to be able to get beyond that overwhelmed state, to be able to focus on the poshita reality, or I would say the dual reality of the emuna in the Bir Yoylam, as the Shalit al HaKol, the one who controls everything, the one who created the world, Olam Chesed Yibone, only for the purpose of doing Chesed, nothing else. He was Meshatef, Rashi says, with the Midas Hadin, the Midas Horachamim, Hikdim Midas Horachamim le Midas Hadin, Veshotfo Midas Hadin. So this is who he is. And we can put our trust in him. We can rely on him. He will take care of everything. He's capable, committed, caring, involved, loving, feeling our pain even more than we feel it. The problem is that message gets lost in the confusion. And it just so happens that in the Parsha, this Shabbos, we find a posuk and a comment from the Ramban which truly speaks directly to this issue. Pasuk says, "Vayedaber Moshe kein al bnei Yisrael, v'lo yishomu el Moshe mikoytze ruach u'me'avoda kosha." They didn't listen from this shortness of spirit and from the hard work that they were being forced to work through because of the Mitzrim. And the Ramban says, "Loi ba'avur shaloi heminu b'Hashem uvinevioi," not because they didn't believe in Hashem and in the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, if you believe in Hashem and you believe in Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, you take a habitochem. Because the Nevuah says, "Vaytzeisi eschem mitachas sibelis Mitzrayim, vitzalti eschem yavedosom, vigoalti eschem esroan etuyev, lokachti eschem liloam." So that's it. Hashem promised, and they believe. Loi bavur shaloi haminu b'Hashem uvenevioi. Rak shaloi hitu oizen lidvorov. They didn't lend an ear. They couldn't focus on the message. They knew it. They believed it. Intellectually, it was there. But they couldn't focus. Mikoytze ruach. They reached such a matzav, the Ramban explains, ki odom shetikzar nafshoi ba'amoloi, v'lo yirtze lichyois rega b'tzaroi. Person whose nefesh is so shortened by his overwhelming burdens, by the avdus, they were short of breath, they were short of nefesh. And they didn't even want to live another moment in the tzar. Mi daitoi, that means with the das, sheyirvach lo yacharei kein. They knew that it's going to get good after, because they believed in Moshe Rabbeinu, and they believed in his nevuah. So they know it's going to get good. And yet, they couldn't pay attention to that. They couldn't focus on that, because they were so tzubrochim. Tiktzar nafshom ba'amolav lo yirtzelich yois rega b'tzaroi. Even though they knew. V'koytze ruach, he says, hu pachtom shlo yargeim paroi b'chorev. Kasher omru shetreim el Moshe. Okay. V'avido kosho, zu hadchak, shoyu hanoiksim otzim bohem v'lo yitnum lishmoya dova v'lachshev. They were so pressurized that they couldn't pay attention, they couldn't think. I believe here there's a lesson that's so relevant for us today. We, ma'aminim, b'nei ma'aminim, we know that Rabbeinu Shel Olam controls the world. We know that just as Reb Chaim Soloveitchik taught us, every bullet has an address, every virus has an address, every financial tzora has an address, every shidduch challenge has an address, everything, every illness has an address, every flu has an address. Everything is min hashamayim. We know that. And we also know how the Rabbeinu Shel Olam cares and loves Klal Yisrael. We look back at our history. Who could believe, al pi derech hateva, without Hashem's loving Ashkocha Protis, that we would be here today, surrounded by Sifrei Torah, Sforim HaKedoshim, that we've been studying for thousands of years since Maimon Har Sinai, and the last close to 2,000 years in a bitter golus, chased from one place to another, the minute that we rose to a certain echelon in society, it was time to leave. Been oppressed and destroyed in every which way, both us, our Torah, our guf, and our neshama. And here we are alive and well. Ad kedei kach, the Rabbi Yankov Emden swears by his life in the Hakdama to his Siddur, and he says that Chayi Nafshi, he says, that the miracles that have allowed Klal Yisrael to survive to this day with the Torah intact are greater than the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. So we see the Ashkochas Hashem. We know the Ashkochas Hashem. We know Hashem's ne'monus to Klal Yisrael. We know the love that He has for us. We see it throughout our history. But yet, we get so overwhelmed. Hear so many different stories. We have to do this, we have to do that. We hear about science, we hear about pseudoscience, we hear about non-science, nonsense. We hear all kinds of things. What? We're confused. And then we have every day, yes, no. Last night I did a session for a yeshiva in Los Angeles that's on Zoom already. They're closing again. They're open, they're closed. We're open, they're closed. We're masked, we're not. We're vaccinated, no. Booster, yes, no. What's going on? And that's just one of the many tzoras, maybe the most novel or the most unusual that we face today. But we face so many other tzoras, the old-fashioned tzoras, and crisis after crisis. And the minute it gets a little bit better... There's something new. And we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. And we know that we can rely on Him and He'll take care of us as He has done throughout this bitter golus. So what happens? We get confused. We get overwhelmed. They believed in Moshe Rabbeinu in his Navua, which means they trusted that Hashem would help them intellectually. But emotionally, they were broken. They were so broken. I can't go on like this. Knowing, it's going to get better. So I know. I believe. I know. I trust. That's intellectually. But emotionally, I'm so tzuburochen. I just can't. And memela, and that's the trick. That was the tichbad aleim ho'avoido. That's the avoido kosher. That's the tchak. That v'lo yitnom lishmoya dover v'lachshev. We have to think. We have to extricate ourselves from the pressure. Not from the problem. The Rabbeinu Shalom takes care of the problems. He'll take care of all of the problems. And to those that put their trust in Him, they have that unique and special hashgocha that they will be taken care of. And it doesn't depend on their level of tzidkus. Afilu roshu boiteach b'Hashem chesed yosef avenu. The Chazal learned from the Pasuk, Rabbi machoivim l'roshu v'aboteach b'Hashem chesed yosef avenu. And it isn't the all or nothing game. The Chofetz Chaim promises in a letter to the soldiers in Machne Yisroel. He says, Kefi goydel habitochoin, kach goydel ha'atzlocha. It's commensurate to the degree that we put our trust in Hashem. It's to that degree that we see Hatzlocha. We know that. We know everything. We're ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. But we become overwhelmed. And when we become overwhelmed, we can't think. And vaistois, it's necessary to think and focus. Otherwise, we lose the ability to connect with that which we know intellectually to be true. It's an emotional thing. And we must be able to rise above that. And then he says, very interestingly, what causes this koitzer ruach? The pachad of paroi. Pachad, they're afraid they're going to be killed. Intellectually, they know that Moshe Rabbeinu promised in the name of Hashem that they're not going to be killed, that He's going to save them. The pachad overwhelms. And that's also very interesting, because in reality, the pachad can serve a very positive role. The Rabbeinu Yoina brings the posuk in Mishlei, "Biyiras Hashem mivtachois." In the fear of Hashem lies the strength of bitochen. The Rizka Rav has a beautiful moshul. Says a person's walking along, and everything is fine. He's bal bitochen. He's happy. He's tranquil. He's at peace. Someone's standing behind him with a gun. So he says, "Isvensach, If he knows the guy's standing behind him ready to shoot, and he's calm and tranquil and peaceful, that's a Baal Bitochon. But if he doesn't know that the guy is ready to shoot him, and he's walking along peacefully, it's not a Baal Bitochon. He's unaware of the danger. The Marie Kroh learns Pshat, that when Yaakov Avinu says, when the Torah says, Yaakov Ayiralo, Vayira Yaakov Ayetzalo, he was afraid of Esav, as Esav was coming. So everybody has the kasha, he had a haftocha. He says, Shmartich v'chol asher telech. Teretz is, Shemagor HaMachet. But they asked the kasha, why couldn't he have bitochon even without the haftocha? Why was he afraid of Esav? Yaakov Avinu couldn't be a Baal Bitochon. So the Marie Kroh and others answer too, says that the Yira was forced. He focused on the danger that he faces from Esav in order to bring himself to true bitochon. He says he could only be a Baal Bitochon if he has a fear, if there's a problem. If there's no problem, the person that has $100 million in the bank is not a Baal Bitochon on his parnosa. He's relying on his bank account. There's no such thing. If I don't have a problem, then it's not real bitochon. So he says, he forced the fear in order to be able to rise to true bitochon that Hashem should save him from Esav. So fear can be a wonderful thing. The matzav we have now can really be an opportunity. It can be an opportunity to bring us closer to Hashem. It could be an opportunity to get us to realize that we have tzoros. Where else? Ein lonu lishoin el alavino shabashamayim. There is nothing else. There's no other show in town. There's no other eitz. There's no place else to turn. Mitzad sheni, if we get overwhelmed with that fear, if we let it destroy our ability to focus and to think, then we can know full well everything about the Hashkochas Hashem and the Koichas of the Beiri, and he's in control of everything, and everything can be taken care of, and everything has its address, and there's nothing to worry about. Mitzad Sheni, I can't focus on it. I don't internalize it in my heart. I don't have that bitochon. I don't even have sometimes. The Sipurnu goes even a step further, and he says, the Koitzer Ruach led them kiloi nemno eskel rucham. He says they had already a chsorin in their emuna too. They were lacking something in their emuna. It brought them, and he says before, they could have had bitochen, but they were so overwhelmed. But the overwhelmingness shook them to the core that they were lacking something in emuna. And because of that, they couldn't think. But think! Wake up! Allow those emotions to run freely and not to be overwhelmed and beaten and downtrodden by all of the difficulties and the challenges and the suffering and the dangers that face us. And then we have the ability to strengthen any lack in emunah, to revisit the intellectual knowledge that we have, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his Hashkoch HaPratis takes care of everything, can take care of everything, wants to take care of everything, loves us and will take care of everything if we put our trust in him especially. But we have to focus. We have to focus. We have to pay attention. How do we focus? What can we do? How can we bring about that focus? So I want to suggest, first of all, that maybe one of the greatest malamdim in the sugya of bitochon is David HaMelech's Kapitel Yud Gimel. David HaMelech in Kapitel Yud Gimel was hiding, running away from his oppressor, and he says, Ho'iro enai pen ishan hamoves. He says, please, I'm afraid it's all over. I'm afraid that I'm going to be destroyed by my enemies. And then at the end of that little Kapitel Yud Gimel, he says, "Vani b'chastu chobotachti, yogel libi bishu asecho, or shiro l'Hashem ki gomal olai." He says, "And the ani b'chastu chobotachti." He doesn't say, "Ani bishu os chobotachti." I didn't trust in the Yeshua; I trust in the Chesed. And yogel libi bishu asecho. The Goyim points out it's a lashon osid. The Eben Ezra says, "Ulman ze abitochen yogel libi." David HaMelech says, because I have focused on the extent of Hashem's chesed to such a deep level, to such a deep extent, with such clarity, with such focus, that something from within, Yogeli be, my heart will rejoice in the Yeshua. I now become confident that there's going to be a Yeshua. It doesn't start with saying, I'm confident, I'll be talking there's going to be a Yeshua. I'll be talking in the Chesed Hashem. I'll be talking everything is Chesed. I'll be talking Hashem is Olam Chesed Yibone. I'll be talking Hashem is Hoylo Hashem Ki Toiv. What's the Tuv Hashem? Ki Le'olam Chasdoi. His Chesed is forever. That's my bitochen in the Chesed Hashem. And that intellectual and emotional feeling leads me to a deeper emotional feeling. I now look at all of the challenges and all of the dangers and all of the confusion, and I say, Yogeli bi mishua secha. I feel, I'm inspired, knowing the full extent of Hashem's chesed, I am inspired to be sure that I will rejoice in the Yeshua. So I think that's really the first step. The first step is to focus on the chesed Hashem. You know, the Alter from Slabodka writes, but he said that what we say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish betuveh b'chol yom tomid ma'aseh bereishis, that every day he's mechadish the ma'aseh bereishis anew. The Alter says that means for each individual person, every individual person on the face of this earth, tzaddik and rosha alike, 7.5 billion people, I don't know if that's the last number, he's mechadish betuveh b'chol yom tomid ma'aseh bereishis. Such chesed. Recreate the world every single day for each and every citizen, inhabitant of the world. Each, the billions of people. Mechadish betuveh b'chol yom tomid ma'aseh bereishis. The shaila is, where does he get it from? Well, in the davening we say, he's mechadish betuveh b'chol yom tomid ma'aseh bereishis, ko'amur, that's the raya. Le'oisei oirim gedoilim ki lolam chastei. Le'oisei, Mefarshim point out, is loshen hoiva, present tense. So he's making the oirim gedoilim. Not he made oirim gedoilim, he makes oirim gedoilim every day. But where does the Alter see in that he does it for each individual? Das steht nicht. It doesn't say about each. It says, he's oisei oirim gedoilim. So I believe that the pshat is, ki le'oilam chastei. What does le'olam chasdei mean? His chesed is endless, is forever. That means, which chesed? The chesed with which he created the world. Olam chesed yibone, which was an entire universe, an entire creation for one individual, for Adam HaRishon. That chesed never diminishes. That chesed exists and reigns in the world today. Ki le'olam chasdei. So he's oisei oirim gedoilim. He recreates the whole creation every single day. Ki le'olam chasdei, because the chesed of a whole universe for one individual is le'olam, remains forever. And therefore he knows, we know from there, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates the whole world with his olam chesed yibone for each and every one of us, and each and every person on the world, because each one is an individual, each one is benefiting from the sun and the moon and the stars and the atmosphere and the air and the water and everything that's created. And therefore, it's all created for each person individually. Ki lo'olam chasdei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed is to such an extent that should be the stepping stone. So v'ani b'chasdecho b'tachti. I trusted in your chesed. Look at the chesed. For each and Rosh too, Rishoyim. For them too. They have the potential. They have the b'chira chofshis. They have the potential to change. We all have the potential to change. We don't know any perfect people in the world today. But we know people, every one of us, with b'chira chofshis. We have the ability to change ourselves. To improve ourselves. To grow. And to become a new person. Memela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed is recreating the world for each and every one of us. If he loves us so much and cares for us so much that he will recreate the world for each and every one of us, despite where we're holding in our ruchnius, whether we be on the top of the list of tzaddikim or on the bottom of the list of rishoyim, and if he does it ki le'olam chasdei, we should be able to focus on Hashem's chesed to address the issues that face us today. And we should realize that, yes, the problems, whether it's a pandemic, whether it's other illnesses, whether it's economic issues, whether it's political issues which shake the world today to the core, what's going to be the future, whether it's shiduchim, whether it's whatever it may be, the inyone sholem bayis, inyonim of children that are not following b'derech Hashem, all of these issues. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed is le'olam. The same chesed with which He created the world for Adam HaRishon, He recreates the world every single day for me. If that's the chesed, then I could say, v'ani b'chastecho b'tachti. I appreciate the extent of your chesed. And that can lead me to your geili bibishu asecho, that I just know that you're not going to let me down. And the koyach of bitochin is even beyond the koyach of tefillah. The Rachaim HaKodesh asked the question, when the Torah says, Moshe Rabbeinu, they're approaching the Yamsuf, and Paro is pursuing, the Yamsuf is over here, the wild animals are on both sides, and Moshe Rabbeinu is crying to Hashem. And Hashem says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Matitzak Eli, Dabar el Bnei Yisrael v'Yisoh. What are you crying to me? Speak to Bnei Yisrael, let them go into the Yamsuf. So the Rachaim asks, he says, Matitzak Eli, to whom would you like me to cry? To the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim? Well, what's the question? So the Arachayim explains that because of what happened in Mitzrayim, because of what they had veered over there, he says the Satan was Mekatrig. And because of the Satan's Kitrig, the Tefillah couldn't be accepted. Now is not the time for Tefillah, he learns, because Tefillah will not be accepted. The Satan has the ability to interfere with Tefillah. It certainly seems today that the Satan has a couple of kitrugim in his repertoire that he's pulling on us. But Daber el Bnei Yisrael v'Yisoh, Zok the Arachayim. The Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, let them show their emunah and bitochon. Let them go into the Yamsuf and not be afraid. Let them show their trust in me. That will do even what tefillah can't do. And vice versa, with that, the Satan can't be makatrig. The Satan can't be makadrig against the Baalei Bitochin. One who habiteach b'Hashem chesed yisevevenu. The losh of the Meiri, I believe, is that habiteach b'Hashem ein toicheles shalei nichsevo. The one who puts his trust in Hashem, his hope will not be disappointed. David HaMelech says in Kapitel Chof Hei, Elokai b'chob otachti alei voisho. I put my trust in you, Hashem. Don't let me be embarrassed. You're not going to let me down. My enemies shouldn't rejoice. And then he says something amazing, which should be a chizuk for all of us. Not only the Baalei Bitochen, meaning those that are confident in Hashem that He will help us. I have through the come to the point where your geili bibishu asecho, I just feel it, my kishkes in my bones. I know Hashem is going to help me. I'm relying on it. I can bank on it 100%. I'm clear I have it, or to whatever extent I have it. No, I don't even have the bitochen. But gam kol koivecho, the mekavim. Mekavim means, the Meforshim explain, I hope, I refuse to give up hope. I can't say that I'm 100% confident, but I can say I will never give up hope. Afilu cherev chodom unachas al tzavor shel odom al yimna atzmo min harachamim. The sword can be on the back of his neck, can't be any closer. Do not withhold the rachamim by giving up hope, because that eliminates the ability to have this special schus of bitochen to save me from anything. A person who has bitochen, Hashem will not disappoint him. And vice versa from the Or HaChaim HaKodesh, that to the Baal bitochen, the one who has his emunah and his bitochen, to the extent that he's ready to go into the Yamsuf, such a person, the Satan can't be makatrig. With all the kitrig that he has to oppose and interfere with our tefillos, but not this, this he can't do. That's the koyach of bitochon. And we can reach that with the hisboinenus in the chesed Hashem. But maybe there's another eitzah that we could share as well. Because the end of the pasuk says, O shiro l'Hashem ki gomal olai. David HaMelech says, when the Yeshua does come, ki gomal oshen ovar, then I will say Shira. Chaim, they say, points out from here that Shira can only be after the fact, once it happened, or Shira Lashem Kigol. But David HaMelech seems to promise when he's Ho'ira Einai Panish Amoves, when he's hiding from his oppressors, and he says, Ani b'chastecho b'tachti, and I'm full of bitochin, that you're going to save me in the Yeshua, but I'm also making a commitment. Oshir Lashem ki gomol olai. We know, I think it's an Eitzah Higenis, it's brought in the Kaf HaChaim and other places, that it's brought from Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, that there's a special skula in the reciting of Nishmas. And he says that if a person has a tzora, and we have tzoras today, no question about that. No one could deny the fact that we have tzoras today. If a person has a tzora, and he's mekabel on himself, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help me and alleviate the tzora, then I will publicly in front of a minyan recite Nishmas, declaring that I thank and appreciate and recognize that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he adds the Loshon there, Harbe Nitzoylu Derech Zeh. Many people were saved through such a Kabbalah. And it really is something very powerful. I want to share with you a little story. It happened a few years ago. We were, at the time, this was pre-Sandy. We had a property in Far Rockaway, and we were planning to build a big building. Very expensive. Would have been $8, $9, maybe $10 million, you never know. And big four-story, two stories underground, the works. Oh, wow, what a building. In order to do that, I knew that we'd have to be able to go to the bank to get a construction loan, because your pledges don't come in all at once, and you have to have some. You can't, call the work off every month in Donishtik, so you have to. Okay, fine. In order to do that, I knew that we had to have a respectable financial statement. So you come into a bank and you show them that you're, and not only that, we had to show a profit, because since we're still paying rent on our rental properties, so we have to be able to show that we have a profit to be able to afford the payment on the construction loan. We made a cheshbon that we're going to need about $300,000 to show like a $300,000 profit on a nonprofit organization, to show that we can handle the loan. All right, so we try, people are going to donate in September, October, you try to get the fiscal year cut off August 31st. Try to get them to donate a month earlier, whatever it is, we tried hard. It was August 15th, 2 weeks before the financial deadline, I realized that we were $600,000 in the red, that means loss that year, and I needed an additional three after I breaking even, an additional three to be able to get to the point where I felt I'd have a financial statement which would allow me to borrow a construction loan. I don't know what possessed me, but having seen this review that Chosid sent out a letter to 101 friends and supporters in the area, inviting them to a Sudas Nishmas. I don't know if there is such a thing, I made it up. August 31st at 7 o'clock, we're going to have a Sudas Nishmas. We're going to celebrate our financial achievement. I must admit, a number of people commented, good friends, I guess good friends tell you the truth, that you're out of your mind. Like, what are you talking about? What are you doing? What's going on? But, okay, fine. That's the price you pay sometimes. Anyway, August 31st came. I didn't have the money. $900,000. Finished the shiur at 1:15, and I had till the bank then closed 4 o'clock. So I had from 1:15 to 4 o'clock, that's 2 hours and 45 minutes, to raise $900,000. Now, I had been working on it before, but nothing materialized. Well, by 4 o'clock, or a few minutes before, Baruch Hashem, I was zeichet to put in the bank $600,000. Not bad for a couple hours' work. I don't know if any of you people make that much money per hour, So it was not. But I needed the nine. I needed three more. I was very disappointed. I was very shocked. I'm going to say Nishmas in a few hours. All right. So you tell yourself, no, you know, Gamzu L'Toiva, Kol Mado Rachmah L'Tavovid, I guess this must be the best, this is the way it has to be. And $600,000, and not bad for a day's work, a couple hours' work. I come to the Suda, and an individual, as I walk in, Mamish, hands me a sealed envelope. And I think to myself, even in the unlikely, absurd possibility that this is a check for $300,000, I said, Megorish Telfin, because the cutoff was August 31st. And I don't know, maybe the accountants could do something with it. I don't know what they do exactly. But I needed it to be stamped, to be deposited in the bank by August 31st at 4 o'clock when the bank closes. And it was too late. I open up the envelope. And no, it wasn't a check for $300,000. It was a deposit slip for $300,000. This individual had gotten our account number, gone to the bank, and deposited $300,000 unbeknown to me. Oy, did I recite Nishmas. Whoa, was that a Nishmas. But Rabbi Isai, I think that's an Eitzah. What that does is a few things. Number one, it tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know the famous story, everybody talks about the guy who has an appointment at 5 o'clock, and it's 10 to 5, and he's trying to find a parking space in Manhattan, and it's impossible, and the lots are full, and please, this is the most important appointment of my career, help me, please, give me a parking spot, please, I beg of you, I'll be your best friend. No, all of a sudden, he notices, right over there, there's a parking. Never mind, Rabbeinu Shalom, I got the situation under control. That's the danger. The danger is that when we're bitsoros, when we have fear, assuming that we didn't become overwhelmed by the fear, so then we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But once he delivers, shkoyach, shkoyach. I believe that's the pshat. I mean, on a different level, because we're talking about Sorei Meinu. Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo m'nesakro emois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mesaveh l'tfilosen shel tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu craves the tfilos of tzadikim. Obviously, he doesn't need the tfilos for him, because the tfilos elevate the tzadikim more and more and more and more and more. So sometimes he's me'akiv, the Yeshua, to bring out more and more tfilah. But I had a thought. Of course, by Sorei Meinu, we have to be very careful, because she was such a godless that she had, but why couldn't he design it that let her daven till 60, give her a child at 60 instead of 90, and she'll say hallel for 30 years? Now, again, Sorei Meinu maybe could have done it, but the lesson for us is very, very important. The first week, Gans Hallel. The next week, Halb Hallel. The next week, Hoidu. The next week, Shkoyach. It's all over. When the need disappears, the intensity of the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu disappears. And that's the danger. And that may be why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not going to resolve your problem so quickly, because now you daven, because now you say tilim, because now you work on your bitochon, because now you come to listen to speeches about bitochon. If I resolve all the problems, who knows what's going to happen? So we promise him, Rebbeinu Shalom, when you bring about the Yeshua, I will gather together a minion of people and I will recite Nishmas, declaring that I recognize that everything is from you. And Ilu Finu Mole Shira Kayom Ein Anachnu Maspikim Lahoidois. And when I recognize that, and I promise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that, no, I won't say, never mind, Hashem, I have everything under control. That takes away the one most potent reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu might say, hey, I'm not answering your tefillahs yet, because I want you to keep on coming. I want you, lo m'nesakro emois. So I think that's the union of Nishmas. We promise Hashem, I'm not going to forget. I'm not going to take it for granted. I'm not going to just say, shkoyach, and let's forget about it. I'm going to call together a minyan, and I'm going to recite publicly Nishmas. I'm going to declare that I will remember forever that this is a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think that at times like this, we have to take advantage of the opportunity. It's a sad opportunity. It's a painful opportunity. It's an overwhelming opportunity, but an opportunity nonetheless. We have an opportunity to reach levels of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, strengthening the emuna, as the Sipurna says, strengthening the bitochin, as the Ramban says, taking the intellectual information which we all have. Every one of us has deeply embedded in our hearts that emuna and bitochin in Hashem as the Borei Olam, as the Kol Yochel, as the Meitiv, as the Mischasid, as the Merachim. It's all there as the one who responds to tefillah, as the one who responds to bitochin. But it's in our minds. Sometimes the confusion dispels it from entering, or interferes with it, or blocks it from entering the heart. Let's take advantage of this opportunity. Let's not let the fear break us. Let's rather use the fear and the challenges as Yaakov Avinu did. As the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Be'iras Hashem Mivtachois. Let's use that to strengthen ourselves. Let's say, we do have a problem, and we're going to focus. We're going to think, we're going to review the Chesed Hashem about everything that we know in life from Brias HaOlam to this very day. We're going to realize that Olam Chesed Yibone is individual for each individual, Tzaddik and Rosha, each individual, the Olam Mole. We're going to say, Hodel Hashem Ki Tov. We thank Hashem, we express our appreciation to Hashem Ki Tov, His Tov. What's the Tov? Ki Olam Chastoi. His chesed is endless. The same chesed with which Olam Chesed Yibone is the same chesed that's alive and well and operative today. And as we allow ourselves to focus on these things, we'll be able to take the emuna, the bitochon, the ideas, the convictions that we have intellectually and internalize them emotionally. And in that schus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bikoroiv mamish, extricate us from all of these challenges, from all of these difficulties, and we'll be able to say, and I think it's a good idea to be mekabel b'li neder, that when it happens to say nishmas in front of a minyan, we'll be able to say nishmas, and we will say, ein anachnu maspikim lehoidois. Ken yehi rotzon.